In the previous lesson, we learned some pretty compelling reasons that we need to understand the second law, and I hope that you were convinced. But it turns out that we need to know more about heat engines and power cycles if we are to understand some aspects and implications of the second law. So, before we introduce the second law in all its glory, we'll take a closer look at heat engines. In fact, we'll show how to assemble a heat engine from the equipment that you studied in Lesson 5C. Now, the key pieces of equipment are turbines, compressors, pumps, and heat exchangers. Now, pumps are new to you, but not really. Pumps are a lot like compressors. They use shaft work to increase the pressure on a flowing fluid. The main difference is that a pump works on a liquid and a compressor works on a gas. Anyway, in the next few pages, we'll see how we can put these devices together to create a system that will carry out thermodynamic cycles. Flip the page and let's get started.